Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayo Chavit Fega, Basim Michalik Dispasi, Mordechai Yehov, and Yosef Halevi, Moshe de Peshnari, Son Moshe Mordechai, with Daniel Yisrael, and Aviv Eli Sheva, Bracha Batzlacha, Bechol Maaseh Yedehem. The Gemara in Masechet Gittin has a discussion on Daf Hei on the base. Fnei Kamen Nos Nolan, in the presence of how many men must the agent give the get to the woman? Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina say two. The other one says, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina have an argument. One of them said two. One of them said three. Unless I bring you proof that it's Rabbi Yechanan who said two. It's Rabban Bar of Chizda brought a get from abroad before Rabbi Yechanan and Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan told him, go give the get to the woman in the presence of two men and say to them, Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. So you see, the Rabbi Yechanan requires two, not three. The Gemara says, let's say this is the argument. The one who says the presence of two holds Lefishein Bekim Lishma. People don't know about the Din of Lishma. And just to declare Lishma, you need two. And then if the husband challenges it, you can ignore him. And the one who says three is because Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, because witnesses are not readily available to confirm the signatures of a get written abroad. When the witnesses confirm the signatures on a document, they do so before a court, which after hearing their testimony certifies the document as valid, since the role of the agent is to confirm the signatures of the get. He has to do it in front of three, because that's a kasher based. And the Gemara asks on that. And the Gemara says, all right, everybody holds that we require Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. So there really should be three. So that they have, you can do the Kiyum again in front of a Beis Din, in front of three. And the argument is, if Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan, the one who holds two holds Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan. Therefore, only two men are needed, and the agent can combine with them. In other words, the Gemara says an agent can testify about any matter concerning his Shlichus. So, can they become a judge after testifying? So according to the opinion of two, Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan, Kaloi Marashi says, Yam Rina Ki Echad Shliach Nasa Eid, Hachinami, Eid Nasa Dayan Kamiflegi. So in other words, hard to understand what the trying to figure out in front of how many people he gives the get. So what does that have to do with Shliach Nasa Eid? Everybody agrees Shliach Nasa Eid. That's not the question. The question is if the Eid becomes a Dayan. So Rashi says that just like a Shliach can become an Eid, can an Eid also be a Dayan? The one who says two says yeah. Just like he can be an Eid, and Eid is a Dayan, and therefore he's made that Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta, and therefore you have three, him together with the other two. The other opinion holds now. Maybe Shliach Nasa Eid, but ain't Eid Nasa Dayan. An Eid can't be a Dayan, and Mimela, even though Shliach Nasa Eid, Eid Nasa, ain't Eid Nasa Dayan, and therefore three men besides the agent are needed to hear the declaration. I frek the Gemara, we paskin that in rabbinic matters a witness may serve as a judge. And here we're dealing with a derabbanan. So then why you should only need two? So Gemara says, Not really, they're arguing about whether a woman is ksheir with lahavias a get. Chanina says that since a woman is qualified to act as an agent, sometimes a woman's going to bring her get, and they're going to rely on her to be one of the group of three, and that's no good. The other opinion says that no, a woman is known to be unqualified for the role of certifying a document, and they were not going to rely on her for this function. So there's no cause for concern if only two men are present and a male agent delivers a get. So all you really need is two, and the male agent can be mitzarif. The shaila is if when the woman brings it, are we choshish, you're going to be mitzarif her. So if Chanina says, yeah, since she can be an agent to bring the get, you're going to use her as one of the basin, and that's a no-no. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, not a problem. You know you're not going to be mitzari first, so if there are two men, that's enough, and then if it's a man who brings the get, that he could be the third. And if a woman brings it, you get another guy. A b'raisa was taught like Rabbi Yochanan, that you need two. If you bring a get midinas hayam, and you gave it to her, and gave it to the woman without telling her, and she remarried, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. Divrev Meir. Chomsei Vlad is not a Mamzer. In other words, Meir holds the get is completely invalid. Chom hold not. So, what should the agent do to rectify the situation and allow the woman to remarry? So he should take the get from her and then give it back to her in the presence of two men. Say, b'fanei nechtem, so you see that you only need two men. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel haGemara. You don't really have to do the whole sugya, but it's nice to have background always. It's good to have chazara. Tosfos says that from the fact that he has to take the shliach takes the get back and then gives it and says b'fanei nechtem, you can prove that this amira has to be b'shas nesina or la'achret tov kidei dibur. Like as muchach from the Gemara earlier, that it's shayach the case that he's going to give it to her and then it'll become deaf before his amira. He didn't say b'fanei nechtav before he became deaf. So you see that you don't actually have to say it b'shas ha'amira, b'shas ha'nesina. You could also say it toch kedei dibur. In that case, he became deaf, so he wasn't able to say it. So again, from the fact that the shliach has to take the get and give it back, and say b'shas nesina b'fanei nechtam, he can't mashmid the tzarich lomer b'shas nesina b'fanei nechtam, because it says yitlanei imenu, so you have to take it back from her and give it back, and also and then say it again, or say it toch kedei dibur. And the riyah is a selfik. What was the re suffik? Says Tosfos, Misafka the re, Yimahani calls him on Shoyskin by Sinin Olo, Olav. According to Messina, Misafka the re, Nami, Yimahani. Now maybe give the Yosem Tol Isabased, Vichol Isabased, and Shliach, Loimer, Ein Rai, the Riksha, Omer Kshaget Yetzin Yadu. So one suffik of the re is Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta, and work. As long as they're still talking about it. And also another suffix is, if he said, Kredem anasina, Torch kedei dibur. The Mishnah later on, we see that if somebody's molech in Medina Siam and he gets sick on the way, he gets sent with another shliach, provided that he says, V'shas v'siyus haget, v'fani nechtem, v'fnei abeizdin. So that the shliach The next shliach, when he gives the woman the get, can say b'fanei nechta, because he heard it from the first shliach. So it's muchach that the amir works shelo b'shas gerushin. If here the first shliach was saying it to the second shliach, remember it's not so pashut, says Tosfos. Ain ray the reyamrik she yotzi mitachas yado. Maybe it needs to be dafka get yotzi mitachas yado. So in that case, it was yotzi mitachas yado to the second shliach. So that's why it worked. But if it's not yotzi mitachas yado, then it doesn't work. So those are the sfeikas. You know, in that case, the first shliach says the second shliach when he's giving it to him, funny enough to funny enough, I mean, melam, the second shliach can deliver the get. But that's when it's yotzei mitachas yado. So that's the divrei Tosfos. Pnei Yoshua discusses this issue of that we paskin. Toch kadei dibur kadibur dami, says the Gemara Nedarim. We always have a rule of toch kadei dibur kadibur, except in two cases. So what do we have here in Tosfos? Here in Tosfos we have that you can give a Torah Kedei Dibur. You can say Torah Kedei Dibur. So as long as you say it after you give a Torah Kedei Dibur, it's B'Seinah. Yeah, but what about the Gemara Nedarim 87a, that we pass in Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, except for Kedushin and Gerushin? By Kedushin and Gerushin, there's no din of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Once the get is given, it's given. There's no taking it back. And once you don't say b'fanei nechtam, it's too late. So that's the Kasha, the Pnei Yoshua, and he answers no. That when it says in the Gemara, Torah Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, except for Mekadesh and Megaresh, it's Dafka Linyan Chazara, Aval Afarish Dvar of Mahani Shabir. That's Dafka Linyan to be Chozer, to retract, to change your mind. But Lafarish Dvar of, to explain what you mean, Fanei Nechtu Fanei Nechtam, that's Beseder Gamu. And that the Ri is Misupak, Mahani calls Mancha Iskin Boisa Inyan, if it's effective. If there is Ik Boisa Inyan, meaning, Shebefanei Nechtav Odif Af Milafarish Dvarav. That Befanei Nechtav is even better than Lafarish. In other words, Lafarish Dvarav to explain what you're doing. There, Befanei Nechtav works Toch Kedei Dibur. Like by Kedushin, to explain that you're giving this Litzarech Kedushin. But when it comes to B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam is even better than the Farish Tvarav, because Stam L'Shmakai, it's just a Matbeah Chacham that you have to say B'Shas Nesina. So if you're Oisei Goisei Yinyan, that's called Shas Nesina, that's enough. So again, the Pnei Yeshua explains that when the Gemara says, the Torah Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, except for Megarish and Mekadesh, that's only talking about Linyan Chazara, but to explain, that is that can even be done Torah Kedei Dibur for Mekadesh and Megaresh. And Memele, you can say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, and maybe B'fanei Nechtav is even better than Lefarish Tvarav, because by Gerishin, there's not really that much to explain. You give the get. And Stamma is L'shmakai. The Stamma, the get, is given Lashma, so you don't really have to explain b'fanei nechtam that it was written Lashma. Just it's matbeah chachamim to say it b'shas nesina. So since that's the matbeah chachamim, but it's pashut, it's assumed that it's Lashma. Meila, it's good enough that they're oisek b'oisei inyan. Even have more time to say. So we've been going through the Siyata Dishmaya, incredible Siyata Dishmaya. We've been learning through the Shiurim of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Chaim Zitzal. So he wants to explain Tosis as follows. Tosis of Shitasim later on, 84b, Dibra Maskel Amar, that we require Amiras Befonei Nechta B'Shas Nesina is because when the Shliach says B'Shas Nesina, he's Medayik. Since the Shliach knows Lashon HaTosis there is, the Shliach Dafka, Kishiyomer B'Shas Nesina Medek Dayik. That the Shliach, when he says it B'Shas, since he knows that he's going to have to say it B'Shas Nesina, B'Fanei Nechta, he's going to be more Medayik. He's going to be Medayik when he gets the get from the husband. That the husband is Megarish Beratzen, and he's not going to come to be Ma'ar on the get. In other words, we have in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, is this a Kula? This is a Chumra, one person to say B'Fanei Nechta, because if you require two, then the husband can later come and challenge it, get it invalidated. But if you require one, then the husband can challenge it and invalidate it. And the Gemara says, no. We have a machlokas, how many the agent must deliver get in front of. Rabbi Yochanan says in front of two. The other opinion, Rechina, says in front of three. But everyone agrees he has to give it in front of other people. So accordingly, there is a presumption that from the outset, the Asian investigates thoroughly, may karam medik dayik, v'lo'asi l'ruy nafshe, and he's not going to come to compromise himself by having the husband challenge his declaration later. So our reliance upon a single agent testimony will never result in astringency. In other words, nobody wants to look foolish in public, so an agent would look foolish if he confirmed the get's validity and then the husband challenges it. So we may presume that to avoid such humiliation, he'll thoroughly investigate whether the get is valid. He'll ascertain that the get was both written properly and the husband wants to give it. The husband will never challenge, it's unlikely he'll ever challenge its validity. Therefore, even if he does, he won't be believed because the challenge runs counter to the chazakah that the agent determined the get to be valid, as Rashi explains, as understood by the Marashal. Lashon Rashi may karmei dikdai kashlich kishmakabel miyad abal v'yodeh bo shibarotzen begarshav lo'yevo v'yar oit. So he knows that it's not only Baratzen, it's Baratzen, and it was written properly. And he's not going to come and be Ma'ar. And if he is Ma'ar, Einon Naaman, he's not Naaman. So he was Medayik. So he's not Naaman. Hakopanim, when is he going to be Medayik? Tosfos says, when he has to say B'Shas Nesina. And therefore, the Reb was Mistapik. Maybe he's Medayik even. That's Kishas Nesina Dami. According to this, that it's Pasha to him, the Turkid Dibur is Mahani, we could say that it's not from the halach of Turkid Dibur that he's coming, because really you can say that by Gerishin, Lav Kedibur Dami, Lechashiv Kishas Nesina, Mishum Dibur Turkid Dibur, Vaide Meidik Dayik, Vinistap Pukuba Oiskin, but Oisuin, and Ishaich Nami Meidik Dayik Allah. So we're not coming from the normal din of Torka de Dibur Kedibur. Because really we can say that by Gerishin, Torka de Dibur is not Kedibur. What do we say before? The Gemara in the Darim, 87a. By Gerishin, Torka de Dibur is not Kedibur. That's the normal case, and therefore you can't change your mind. But the reason we believe we can say B'Fanei Nechta, Torka de Dibur, is because Medek Daik, He's going to be very careful when he says it. So as far as retracting goes, you can retract after Kedei Dibur. And in theory, you wouldn't also be able to say B'fanai Nechta, but you can, because Toch Kedei Dibur is very medayik. And after Kedei Dibur, he's not medayik anymore. And then the suffix is Bo'iskin Bo'iso Yinyin. Is Medak Dayak Shayach or not? Is he Medayak? If they're all sake Bo'iso Yinyin, he says B'fanai Nechta or not? According to the Mordechai, which Moreno Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva brought in the previous siman, strangely enough, we didn't have a shir on that siman. So God should give us life and health, and we're able to do that. So according to the Heilige Mordechai, that we require b'fanai nechta b'shas nesim as mitzara eden. That if the eden didn't hear b'fanai nechta, they can't be mekayim the gerushin midin edei kiyum, or they can't make it a shtar midin edei mesira karsi. And together, the Rosh Hashiva explained, hopefully we'll talk about it more at length when we get to that shir. But it's because the din of amiras b'fanai nechta is from the tanai ma'isa gerushin. If he doesn't say b'fanai nechta, it's lacking in the etzim gerushin, and she's an eshes ishmet rabbanan. Because of this, we require that the edim see and hear the amir b'fanai nechtav. Otherwise, it's not gerushin gemurim, and it has to be together with the giving of the get. It's the edim. Because the edim have to witness a proper giving of the get. And the only way they witness a proper giving of the get is if Fanei Nechta was said with the giving of the get, Toch Kedei Dibur. So it must be that that Toch Kedei Dibur is effective, as we didn't call it Torah Kula, Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur. And therefore it's considered Keshat Sassin. In other words, if it's Mitzad, the Shliach, so maybe so Medek Daik, he's Daik, he's Medaik to say a proper Fanei Nechta. In other words, he's Medaik. When he receives the get from the hands of the husband, that he knows that it's going to be a valid get, because he knows that afterwards he's going to have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, in front of Edim. He's going to make sure that it's a good get. So then that's mitzah. That's according to Tosfos. It has to be b'shas nesina, and therefore Toch Kedei Dibur works, because meidik daik even Toch Kedei Dibur, and even maybe sukkah b'oso inyan. But according to the Mordechai, no. Toch Kedei Dibur is effective. Why didn't you Toch Kedei Dibur? Because the Edom have to witness the proper giving of the get, and it's only a proper giving of the get if he says b'fan, if the Edom say b'fanai nechta Toch Kedei Dibur of the giving of the get. So you see the Toch Kedei Dibur, the Toch Kedei Dibur of Kol Torah Kula. And also the Mordechai talks about the reading of the get. The Eidim have to read the get. So it's also Toch Kedei Dibur L'Nesina, because that's Keshas Nesina. So this is Midin Kol HaTorah Kula of Toch Kedei Dibur. It would appear that according to the sheet of the Mordechai, Ein Makom Ladun Sheyol Im Yomer B'Fanei Nechtav Kol Zman She'eskin Bo'Yisayinim Shekevin She'mishum Eidim Hudu B'Inan B'Shas Nesina Vadei B'Inan B'Shas Nesina Mamish O Toch Kedei Dibur L'Nesina. According to the sheet of the Mordechai, there's no room for the din of Oiskin Bo'iso Yinyin, since we require to Shas Nesina. Mitzad the Eidim, so it has to be Shas Nesina Mamash Toch Kedei Dibur. But Lach Kedei Dibur, if they're also Bo'iso Yinyin, that doesn't help us. Because b'shas nesina, they didn't see a proper nesina. What did it happen? What does it mean to us? They're oisek b'oisu inyan. They didn't see a proper nesina. If they don't see a proper nesina, what good is it for us? the suffix of Tosfos wouldn't be shaykh according to the Mordechai, only according to Tosfos. That the word is that the medik daik, maybe the edim are medaik, the shlich is medaik, even if he knows he's going to have to get, say b'fanei nechtav if they're all sick, also inyan. But if the word is medin kotok in the dirub of kol Torah kula, because it has to be a proper giving of the get, and a proper giving of the get that the edim witness includes the b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So Mimela, that's only Tokhid Edibor Mamish, not Oskin Bosu Inyan. But now we run into trouble. Because according to this sheet, the sheet of the Mordechai, what the word is that the Edim have to see a proper Mesimas Haget, which goes along with B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam, then how does the Gemara, how does Tosfos, how can you say that Tokhid De Dibra would work? I mean, assuming that the Mordechai would agree with Tosfos, that Tokhid Edibor would work. Tosfos, the Shitas and Tokhid Edibor works, even though the Gemara says Tokhid Edibor is no good by Gerishin, because this isn't a Tokhid Edibor Medin the Gerishin. Medin Gerishin Tokhid Edibor is Lav Kedibor Dami. But here it's Medin Meidak Dayik. So as far as the Gitz giving of the Get, so you can't be Chazir. You can't retract. Tokhidei Dibor, it's too late. Why then can you be Mefarish and say B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam? The answer is that because Meidak Dayik. Because the Etzem Get is a good Get. And as far as explaining yourself, so there you have Tokhidei Dibor to do so. But for the Etzem Get, you don't need the Yetzim Get is good without it. In other words, you talk of the Dibur is Lav Kedibur to retract from the Yetzim Get, to say, oh, it's not a good Get, I don't want to get divorced. But as far as explaining and saying, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, I'm there, as long as Meidak Dayik, not mitzad the Gerishin, mitzad Gerishin, talk of the Dibur is not Kedibur. But here it works, because Meidak Dayik. That's why talk of the Dibur works. If you hold like the Mordechai, why do you need Tokhid Edibor? Excuse me, according to Mordechai, why do you need B'Shas Nesina? You need it to be given to done B'Shas Nesina. You need the Amir to be B'Shas Nesina. Because the Edim have to see a proper Gerishin. The Edim only see a proper Gerishin if B'Shas a Gerishin. There's a B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. And here B'Shas HaGerishin, there's no B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. It's only afterwards it's Tokhid Edibor. And by Gerishin, mitzad the Gerishin, there is no Tokhid Edibor, Kedibor Tami. So assuming the Mordechai would say that Tokhid Edibor works, how does it work? The Edim didn't see a Gerishin. There are no Edim B'Shas HaGerishin. Because B'Shas HaGerishin, there was no B'fanei Nechtam, so they didn't see a proper Gerishin. And the fact that he says it afterwards, so mitzad gerishin is no tokhid edibor kedibor dam. So they never saw a proper gerishin here. Shekin, according to Tosfos, they saw a proper gerishin. The get was given properly. Just you can't be chayzer tokhid edibor, but to say b'fanei nechtav you can because meidak dayik. That's Tosfos shitas, and according to the Mordechai, that it's because they need to be seeing a proper gerishin. They didn't see a proper gerishin, and there's no tokhid edibor by gerishin. So how does that work? So Mitzvah Shem, the next year, we will proceed further and see the flow. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.